The following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome to Project Independence and You here at WCWP.org, 88.1 FM on the radio dial. I always like to say the radio dial because some of our younger guests may not even know what a radio dial is.
Correct.
We're here today. We have a very full show. Our co-host today is Graciela Hall.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you, Rebecca?
I'm very well this morning, and we're very happy to have you here. We have a lot of guests, a lot of interesting guests. And Graciela, you're a North Hempstead resident, and we're just, you know, grateful to all the co-hosts because it is volunteering that you do to come here when you're co-hosting the radio show. So we really appreciate that.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm very happy to be here. I enjoyed the show very much.
That's great. So our first guest is going to be from the Caregiver Support Initiative at Parker Jewish Institute for Healthcare and Rehabilitation. That's almost as long a title as Christina has. So our guests today are Michelle Ashbayan.
Yep.
Did I say that correctly?
Yes, you did. Yep.
And you're the manager of Family Care Services.
Yes.
And also we have Gina Gargano, and you're the manager of Volunteer Resources.
Yes.
So we're very happy to have you both here today. First, tell us just a little bit about Parker Jewish Institute for Healthcare, just historically, you know, maybe how many beds, the facility, how long it's been there. I mean, it's a huge facility, a huge operation.
Okay, so we're a 527-bed skilled nursing facility. We provide a variety of inpatient and outpatient services. We have, just to give you an idea, we have a Parker Day Program. Help me out here, Gina.
Okay. We have short-term rehab services. We have long-term care. We have in-house dialysis as well. And the institution started in the early 1900s up in Harlem to give housing to the homeless. And we've been on the current site since about 1972.
Interesting. Does Parker have any other sites local that people can go to other than the large facility?
So that would be our Parker on Madison, which is our day program.
Okay.
So basically, all of our services are either at Parker itself or in the community. We also have a hospice. We have home care,
right,
things like that.
Okay. So you're here today specifically to talk about the Willing Hearts and Helpful Hands program. Mm-hmm. So what's that all about? What's Willing Hearts and Helpful Hands?
So basically, we provide services to those who are caring for someone with dementia. So we're a caregiver program. Mm-hmm. The services that we provide are, we do consultations with a social worker, we do family consults, education and training, support groups. We have events called memory cafes where family members bring their loved one to a restaurant and we pay for the food and the entertainment. We have a financial piece where we offer eligible caregivers some assistance to help with day programming or to get a home health care aide into the home and to just give them a little bit of a break because caregiving is really hard.
It sure is. One of the things we always talk about at Project Independence is sometimes people who are caregivers don't even acknowledge themselves as caregivers because they're just they're just taking care of their spouse, they're taking care of their child. They don't look at it as, you know, this actual, I want to say service, but it really is what it is, and they are a primary caregiver. So it's important for people to understand that, too, that they are a caregiver and could use some respite too. How would somebody know to contact Parker Jewish for these kinds of services? Someone in, you know, locally in the town of North Hempstead?
So We do a lot of community outreach. So a lot of times people will see our information. Gina does a lot of it. You know, they might see our information at a library or at a Panera.
House of Worship, a Stop and Shop.
Yeah. So, you know, and a lot of times it's by word of mouth. So someone, you know, a person might be talking to someone who, or have a friend who's caring for someone with dementia, and they'll, you know to call us. Basically, as long as they're caring for someone who has some type of memory loss, we can help them.
And they can live anywhere in Nassau and Suffolk County. We were given a grant by the New York State Department of Health to reach out to caregivers all over Nassau and Suffolk County. So we go all the way out to the North Fork, to the Hamptons.
Right.
We're all over Long Island.
But you do not have any facilities in Suffolk, do you?
No, but we do provide services.
So I'm looking at, you know, some of the information you've provided us, and of course it's, you know, it's scary to read. You know, here on Long Island there are more than 50,000 people living with Alzheimer's, and that's a large number just to think. And those are people that really are diagnosed with Alzheimer's, not really. Or do you just like estimate those are how many people? Because I'm sure there's a lot more people who are living with it, who haven't been diagnosed or not aware.
Yeah, and it's also other forms of dementia also, because though Alzheimer's is the most common form of dementia, there are hundreds of types of dementia.
Right. So dementia is really the broad diagnosis.
Yes.
And under dementia, you have Alzheimer's and other reasons that people might get dementia of all ages. So what happens in a day at this program for someone who might be coming in? It specifically would be for the caregiver?
So it's a little bit different. So basically, our services, they take place in the community. So it's not like people are, you know, coming to our facility to receive services. So, you know, they might, on a typical day, someone might attend a support group. They might go to a memory cafe, or they might have a volunteer come into their house to give them some respite. So our goal really is to kind of help the caregiver take a little bit of a break, and for us to kind of relieve a little bit of that stress and burden from them.
Yeah, so all our services are out in the community.
Yeah.
Nothing is in Parker itself, though we do have support groups at Parker. Besides that, everything is out in the field.
So it's out in the field. Are you, who would you consider your partners out in the field?
We have a lot of community partners. So the Alzheimer's Association, Long Island Alzheimer's Foundation, Alzheimer's Disease Resource Center, things like that. Those are all organizations that we all kind of work together to provide these supportive services to the caregivers.
How many employees does Parker Institute have on a regular basis?
I imagine for a 527-bed facility, they have to have over 100 employees on a regular basis, but our employees are strictly for the grant.
Right.
Right.
So our employees are separated. We have three in the volunteer management team and the caregiver team, what would you say?
We have two full-time social workers who they will go and do home visits with the caregivers, and we have some part-time and per diem who also will do visits. We also try to staff a lot of our programs with social workers in case anything comes up, you know, if a caregiver has any questions or if they need to talk about something. You know, we like to be able to provide that support to them.
And do you work, for example, getting referrals, getting people through from hospitals?
We do. So we have done, I mean, lots of outreach. Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, we do lots of outreach. And also the a lot of the hospital social workers or care managers, they do call us for referrals.
That's what I meant.
Yes,
yes, sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the services that are provided, I'm looking through again some of the information, is in-home and family, care consultation, support groups, education and training programs on how to care for someone with Alzheimer's. So education and training programs, I mean, that must be, you know, incredibly helpful to the caregiver. So you're trying to assist the caregiver in how to care for their loved one with Alzheimer's. What is that training like? How does that work?
So we have two trainings that we're doing right now. So we do, one is called Cares for Families, and it's a curriculum that's provided through the Alzheimer's Association. It's all web-based. And basically that goes over understanding memory loss, living with dementia, and then the Alzheimer's Association created an approach called the CARES approach, which is just a different way of kind of approaching your family member, you know, to kind of help alleviate some of the anxiety and stress about caregiving and their responses. And then the other program that we do is called Dementia-Related Behaviors, and it talks about all the difficult behaviors that a person might have when they have dementia and how the caregiver can respond in a positive way to reduce those behaviors. They're both really good programs, and these programs really help caregivers to continue caring for their family member, because if we give them the tools, then they'll be able to care for their family member for longer
in
their home.
Right,
and in a better way, too.
In a better way, yeah.
So with Willing Hearts and Helpful Hands, what's the eligibility requirements? How does somebody, you know, get be able to become part of the program and obtain the services?
So really, we need to know that they're caring for someone who has memory loss. And for certain parts of the program, really the scholarship, we can't have them really on Medicaid. Medicaid would disqualify them from the financial piece.
Okay.
But other than that, really, as long as they're a caregiver, they live in Nassau or Suffolk County, we can absolutely help them. And even if they do have Medicaid, there are still services that we can provide to them.
Right. It's so important. I mean, again, you know, going back to that point where people don't even understand that there's that they are the primary caregiver, and that you guys are there to help support them with these great services and training. So how is it? How do you feel? I mean, with Project Independence, we deal a lot with seniors who are isolated. And it's very hard to kind of help an isolated senior, someone who doesn't really go out much, you know, doesn't have family, but needs services and could live, you know, a much healthier lifestyle. So how do you find people who are caregivers, or how do they find you?
How do they find us? Well, I think that really is the hard part.
Right.
And that's why a lot of times it's really by like word of mouth, or we do a lot of stuff through social media. So a lot of times it's like the adult children who are telling their parents, you know, let's call, or the adult children are actually calling, because a lot of times they're still working. So they're in the community still, they're seeing, but it's really true. The main caregivers a lot of times are isolated.
Right.
So they don't see our stuff. It's a really good point.
Right, right. So, it's important to get the word out, like
yes.
radio shows like this and
yes.
social media. Social media, a lot of the older people aren't really getting
right.
to,
yes.
yeah.
which
yeah.
is, you know, why it's important to kind of, you know, get on these shows and do, you know, like with the town of North Hempstead, we do a lot of health chats. We have advisory committees. So if you guys, I think we'll probably, you know, try to get you in to talk at some of the advisories if we haven't already. And, you know, that way it can spread the word, because the people who kind of are part of our advisory committees really are the voice in their communities, because this is, you know, these advisories are where people come to kind of inform the town of what's happening in their particular region, because all parts of our town are very different. You know, we have Great Neck, which has a lot of apartments, and then Roslyn, which is a lot more spread out, and then kind of like edges, like where Westbury happens to be in the town of North Hempstead and also the town of Hempstead. So there's a lot of different, you know, things going on, and within each region we have these advisory committees. And, you know, it would be great to get you guys in there and get you on the right platform to let people know, because I mean, caregivers are really, really need the support. And it's like a program to which kind of helps identify the caregiver that they are a caregiver.
Yes, they don't realize
they
need support. No,
no,
they just think it's a natural course of life that
right.
they're caring for these people.
Right. I mean,
right.
we've had conversations with seniors and we've said things like, Oh yeah. Oh, well, you're the primary caregiver. And they're like, no, that I'm talking about my husband.
Right.
And
yeah.
I'm like, yes, mm-hmm. that's you. You're caring for him around the clock, you know. So it is important for people to self-identify that they are a caregiver and that there is support. So this is a wonderful program. So we have about 40 seconds before we come to our first break. Time does go fast.
Yes.
So we'll be back in a few seconds with Project Independence and you.